Once upon a time, there lived a grouchy old man who lived in New York by the name of Peter Scrooge Rozelle. And he had a favorite expression.
Bah! Humbug.
Yes, Peter Scrooge Rozelle was mean. A tight-fisted hand at the grindstone. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous man. He carried his own low temperature about him. No warmth could warm him. No wintry weather could chill him. Peter Scrooge Rozelle was head of the National Football League, and he ran it with an iron fist. Whatever he decreed was so. And it was in 1971 that he decreed two playoff games should be played on Christmas Day. It is the week of Christmas, and Peter Scrooge Rozelle is sitting in his counting house.
Bah! Humbug! Everyone running about shopping for Christmas toys and presents, when they should be spending money on tickets. Yes, who is it?
It is I, your page, sir.
Page? Oh, yes. Come in, Alan.
Sir?
Well, out with it, Alan. Out with it. What is it?
Well, I...
Look, come to the point, man.
Well, I would like Christmas off, sir.
What? Christmas off? Whatever for?
Well, we're playing Dallas on that day, sir.
Aha, you're afraid of Dallas.
No. I would like Christmas at home with my family, sir. Lots of people have Christmas at home, sir.
Bah, humbug.
But, sir,
no buts. You'll work on Christmas Day, and that's it. We must play these playoff games on that weekend, and if Christmas upon it falls, so be it.
But, sir, you
good
don't...
Good day, Alan.
Sir.
Good day!
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas, sir.
Bah! Humbug!
Late that evening, Peter Scrooge Rozelle left his dismal office and went to his dreary chambers and went to sleep. But just then, suddenly...
What? Who are you?
Why, I am the voice of Christmas past.
But what are those chains you carry?
Those are the first down markers.
What are you doing in my chambers?
I am going to show you your horrible past. Look, recognize this place?
Why, it's the Bachelor's Four.
Yes. Joe Namath's eating and drinking establishment. You told him he couldn't have it anymore.
Oh, no Bachelor's Four.
Now he is just Bachelor One.
Stop, I can see no more. Leave me, spirit of Christmas football past. Leave me!
And with that, the ghost vanished, and Scrooge went back to sleep. But later that night...
What? What is that?
It is I, the voice of Christmas present. Come with me and tell me what you see.
Why, it's Tiny John... Tiny John Beasley. Why, he's limping.
He has a bad knee. Even his uncle in Nevada gave him a piece of silver, but you didn't like it. Goodbye, Peter Scrooge Rozelle.
What? You're leaving me?
Goodbye!
Ah, humbug! That's what it is. It's humbug. These things that I see can't be.
Oh, yes, they are, Peter Scrooge.
Who are you?
I am the voice of football yet to come.
Oh, it is you I fear most. All right, spirit. I am ready to go with you.
Come, what is it in the future that you see?
Why, they are playing all four football games on Christmas.
Yes, Peter Scrooge Rozelle, football on Christmas has become so popular, they play them all on Christmas Day. 6 a.m., 10, 2, and 6. And what else do you see?
Why, they are playing the Super Bowl on Easter.
In the Hollywood Bowl, yes.
Oh, no, it can't be. Spirit! Spirit! I shall change! I shall! I shall!
And with that, Peter Scrooge Rozelle leaped out of bed, opened the window, and called out.
My good lad, has that store down the block any turkeys left?
Oh, yes, sir. Since the football game is played in the middle of the day, most people are forgetting Christmas dinner this year, sir.
Oh, good, good. I must get one for my page, Alan.
And with that, Peter Scrooge Rozelle hurried to Alan Page's house and shouted,
Merry Christmas, everyone! Merry Christmas, Alan!
Merry Christmas, Peter Scrooge.
Oh, I have changed my ways. Henceforth, we will never play football on Christmas Day again.
Oh, wonderful, sir. Thank you, Peter Scrooge.
If Christmas falls on the weekend of the playoffs, I'll change it to another day.
Change the playoffs?
No! Change Christmas! I'll hide it in the week somewhere.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas!
And as Tiny John Beasley said,
God bless our TV sponsors, everyone!